As expected, Reddit CEO Steve Huffman yesterday did a Reddit AMA to talk about new restrictions on speech for the network. Christina Warren, this is probably less than a lot of people were expecting, certainly less than what I was expecting. Can you tell us a little bit about what the new rules and policies are for Reddit?
So there's not a whole lot that's different. I mean, basically, he's saying that one of the big things he does say is that they need to actually codify having some actual policies and having some actual content policies, because until now, it's kind of been amorphous. And some of the things will kind of depend on, he quoted the Supreme Court, you know, their decision on what constitutes pornography. I'll know it when I see it. But basically, they're going to kind of have a differentiation where they're not going to accept things that are promoting illegal activity. You can talk about illegal activity in terms of, like, if you want to talk about drug use, but you can't promote, like, where to buy drugs. There's going to be, you know, a banning on people who are threatening violence and harassment towards others. And they're going to be classifying in a way that's not really clear now some of these more hateful communities, so that they have kind of an NSFW type of filter, so that they won't be immediately visible or findable by regular people.
So hardcore racist subreddits, of which there are several or many, will be considered adult content. To me, the trickiest thing is the actual rule for the violence part of it is any kind of speech that incites violence. So
Right. That
is up to interpretation. And this is the problem with social sites like Twitter or like Reddit, where they have staff who are essentially making these judgments. So, for example, if you said everybody should go beat up, you know, ugly people or something like that, that would be a clear case of, you know, inciting violence. If you said, I had a dream last night where I had this thought, is that inciting violence? Or if you say, I support the war in Afghanistan, is that inciting violence? I mean, it's really open to interpretation.
It really is. And I think that's why, you know, Steve was basically saying, A, they need to kind of get these things written down and try to codify some of these policies. B, he didn't say this, but I think it's clear that there's going to be definitely a learning period and a curve of what is and what is not allowed. He tried to stress that nothing was really going to change. The difference is that there were some subreddits for instance, you know, r/raping women, that will be banned. You know, C-Town, everybody's terrible, hateful, you know, place, will continue to exist. So it's going to be a weird balance. I have a feeling, you know, I'm speaking out against war and political issues. I have a feeling that sort of thing would be protected, as in most cases it is, saying I'm against the war or I support war. You know, when it comes to actual threats, I think is when they're getting into or actual, you know, claims. If I'm going to do this, That's when it will probably cross the line. But again, this also, you know, you have to understand that a lot of these communities will have to adhere to these policies. But how is Reddit actually going to go about monitoring this stuff? That's not really clear. And I think in most cases, a lot of stuff, I think it's safe to say, will probably be able to fly under the radar and will have to be alerted to staff, will have to be, you know, reported. So I think it's possible that there's some people who might be able to skirt around the rules simply because their subreddit might be small enough and only incite a small enough group of people that it might not, you know, I guess, arouse suspicion, so to speak, of the people who have the abilities to ban stuff.